In 1948, seven Houston residents created the Contemporary Arts Museum, dedicated to presenting the best of current art to a local audience. It had neither a permanent art collection nor a building. Instead, the museum organized exhibits at various locations until 1950, when it moved into a small space of its own. In 1972, the museum was ready to build a permanent home in Houston's emerging museum district. Gunnar Burkitz and associates with Charles Tapley designed the building as a contemporary sculpture, a silver parallelogram perched on a concrete plinth. Exterior walls of the two-story museum are clad in corrugated stainless steel panels that shine brightly in the sun. The abstract shape and materials have no classical references to the past. There are no columns or beams in wood, stone, or steel. Instead, the building always feels like now, an appropriate response for an institution dedicated to art that's new. The south and east walls stand apart, creating a slot that leads to the front door, a subtle gesture that sometimes left visitors wondering how to get inside. The main exhibit space is a single loft-like room without windows. It's the perfect black box, ready to exhibit contemporary paintings, sculptures, films, and any other art of our time. In 1997, Stern and Associates transformed basement offices into three new gallery spaces. Light filters through the original ribbon windows at ground level. The architects designed a white triangular awning to mark the front door. They also added a fountain and a garden that link the museum to the Cullen Sculpture Garden across the street. The idea of creating a permanent location to exhibit the changing world of contemporary art required a timeless design. The Contemporary Arts Museum in Houston maintains its sense of the present by claiming no time at all.